This is Liz Hall from Coaching at Work, and I have with me Louise Shepherd and Graham Lee, both executive coaches and coach supervisors. Louise has done some doctoral research looking at supervision from the supervisee's perspective, which is landing very well in a lot of quarters. And she has a really strong belief, actually, that supervision should be led by the supervisee, which I think sounds very intriguing. I'd like to know more. And Graham has done a lot of work at senior level from a vertical development perspective. And he's very curious about how supervisees can bring that curiosity to their own development. So you've both coming along to the Coaching at Work conference on the 4th of July in London. Doing a session together on making the best use of your supervision. So Louise, I was wondering if you could start off by giving a little bit of a flavour of what, you know, 1 hour session, what are some of the core messages will be in that session?
Yes. So some of the core messages will be about how can we make the best use of supervision as supervisees. We all want to be the best coaches that we can be. And one of the really important elements of our CPD is supervision. And through my research, I looked at how can people get the most out of that process? What is it that we do that hinders us in it? And how have we learned to help ourselves in it? So in this session, we're going to look at the findings from that and how they relate to individuals there and what they can do to make the best use of it.
That's really interesting, and it sounds pretty groundbreaking actually. And Graham, would you add anything to that?
Yes, and I suppose it's useful to say that I was probably inspired really by Louise's research. Mm-hmm. And just talking with her about it, and then bringing my own interest in so-called stages of vertical development or developmental theory, which is the idea that adults go through these kind of successive stages in terms of coping with complexity and interrelationships in their lives. And we know that senior leaders are more effective the more they're able to step into those more kind of complex, mentally, emotionally complex ways of coping with challenges. And actually coaches themselves need to be kind of understanding how they can foster those capacities in leaders. And I found myself increasingly working with supervisees who were confronting these challenges, but not necessarily with a frame in their own mind around how they need to develop themselves to be more able to cope with what they're trying to develop in their coach in the leaders they're coaching. Mm-hmm. So, what Louise and I've been trying to do and do a little bit of research on actually in preparation for this conference is to just give an extra flavour. So, if people come when they come to the session, they'll we're going to do something quite a bit of theory from both of us, but actually something quite practical where, for instance, if you get supervisees to ask the question, what are the questions that I'm bringing to my supervision? Just to be noticing the questions I'm bringing. That in itself tells you something about their own mindset as they approach the task of being supervised, how to develop themselves. And actually by thinking about changing those questions or testing and stretching oneself towards other questions, you actually are pulling yourself into a more kind of vertically developed frame. Yeah. Mm. So it's like a real invitation to people to kind of both see where they're at, number one, yes, but also be curious about what would it take to really extend myself, but within my using supervision as the place to do that.
Mm. Really interesting and very empowering. And I know, Louise, you've written about this power dynamic that can shift over the course of time in the supervision relationship. And I think often supervisees feel they're just waiting to be done to, in a way. So. And it's interesting what you're both saying. So, what would the benefits be of adopting this more sort of curious approach as a supervisee?
Well, I think one of the benefits of attending the workshop would be for people to understand where are they in their maturity as a supervisee? What stage are they at, if you like? And how can they bring themselves to the next stage? What is it that they might want to do? What sort of supervisor might they want to work with? How can they step into their authority and their supervision? How can they prepare for it better and get more out of the process? What would it really benefit for them to focus on in their supervision? How can they review their supervision with their supervisors in order to get the most from it? So there'll be some very practical, tangible things that come out of it. And overall, what we're trying to do is help them to reflect and use the reflective space in supervision really as effectively as possible.
Mm. Wonderful. And what do you see them getting out of it ultimately, if they turn towards this and do the things you're suggesting? What will shift for them?
I think that it will really enable them to be as good as they can be, reach their potential as coaches, using the reflective space of supervision.
That's wonderful. And Graham, would you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything that Louisa said, and it's, you know, that was very kind of a rich answer. And you know, at a really pragmatic level, and I suppose that's kind of one of the emphases that I've kind of been focused on, I think, in when I'm thinking about developing leaders, is so often, you know, speaking conceptually to them about I don't know, coping with complexity doesn't necessarily mean they know what it means their behavior is going to be doing when they're managing their team or whatever, you know, some practical behavioral step they need to take. They don't necessarily know that just from the idea of coping with complexity or coping with ambiguity or something like that. And I think similarly with coaches, they don't necessarily know what it means. Now, how do I have to be with my client that would foster in my client a greater leadership agility? Well, actually, it means how can I use my supervision to foster my own coaching agility, as it were? Yeah. And that sometimes it's quite pragmatic. So you can get to say to somebody, so what would it be like to ask this question of yourself? Or coming to the session asking this question? So we'd actually like people to walk away with saying, okay, maybe these four questions, you know, as simple, as concrete as that, maybe these four questions would be really useful things for me to be taking now to my supervision. Which questions I hadn't thought of asking before, but out of this session, I can see will really be developmental for me.
Wonderful. No, that sounds really interesting. The power of questions. And also, it seems to me that it's what you're talking about is very much what we need in these times, isn't it? That's agility, that ability to sort of dance around with what's coming up and not be stuck. We haven't.
Could we add one more thing, Liz?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, just one thing to mention is that something that Louise and I are wondering about, we're not absolutely landed this, but we're quite excited about the idea of just having some fun doing some work together. And we're using this as a bit of a taster opportunity, but we may then afterwards run a supervision group along these kinds of lines over a year or something like that. So if people were kind of curious about that, then it might be a lovely taster for that possibility.
Wonderful. Well, that does sound very, very appealing. And before we wrap up, anything else that's burningly, whatever the word is, that you desperately want to share with people listening?
Probably just that hopefully people would come along with a sense of having a chance to play with some ideas and to really enjoy engaging with each other with some fascinating questions.
Yes, and that it's going to be interactive and fun and enlightening.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. I'm certainly very much looking forward to it. See you in July.
Thanks very much, Liz. Thank you.
Bye-bye.